Our program is a three-year program. They started in December of 2011, and the first year is really focused on their transition, and it includes three main components: the academics that are required for the acquisition field. They're required to have 24 business credits, so we put that into the first year. We also do peak performance training, designed to help them get and act at a higher level of performance. So obviously the work world is a crazy place. We want them to be able to perform well under pressure and to be able to have that focus and attention when they need to have it. So that's one main component as well. We also do some basic foundational training, professional development training that first year to prepare them for that career field. Our three-year program is a holistic program, so when they get into the second year and they start the technical training for their federal acquisition certification in contracting, they're ready to do that. And they have some of the foundational preparedness, the terminology, and some of the other technical things that they'll need to know. So the second year and the third year, they go through all those technical training. We also have what we call skill-building training, where they'll go into a classroom, get some experience, hands-on experience with seasoned contractors to learn their craft in a safe place so they can make mistakes and learn from them. And then before they go out in the field, they'll have a little bit of experience. My dad always said, experience is the one thing you always have right after you need it. So we want them to have a little experience before they go out in the field, because part of the second year and the third year, they do on-the-job training. So they'll go out in the field and do real work, and they're assigned a lot of great work with mentors to help them, and they get to practice what they've learned in the classroom. So at the end of the 3 years, they'll have their FACC, that Federal Acquisition Certification in Contracting, Level 1 and Level 2. And all the experience to back it up. So this first group now is coming to the end of that 3 years. They'll graduate in November. And so we are now in the process of placing them. So we hire them, we train them, and then we place them into the field in the VA. Part of this program is that succession planning for the VA for acquisitions. So 85% of them at this point have already landed a position. So
okay.
When they do these job rotations, and they have five of them, they actually are sort of a living resume. They go out there, and they're selling themselves, and they're proving themselves. And we get a lot of great feedback from this first group that their customer service skills are outstanding, that they would like to clone them and create more of them, which is what we're also trying to do, and that they have communication skills and customer service skills unlike what they've seen before. So we do that approach as well. We want to train them in all those different areas so that, like in any workplace, those skills are important. And so this group will graduate in November and then get placed out in the field.
Take me back a couple of years. Why did you start this program, and which veterans in particular did you want to help?
That's a great question. So we work at the VA's Acquisition Training Academy out in Frederick, Maryland. The doors opened in 2008. Our Deputy Assistant Secretary for Acquisition and Logistics, Jan Fry, he wanted to create a better training program for acquisitions. There's a huge need for acquisition professionals in the field, and he saw this as a great way to train and get that holistic training, all these communication skills, interpersonal skills. He saw this as a great way to do that. So he opened the doors in 2008. But on his mind at the same time, he really wanted to help those veterans and get them onto a career path. And his heart, he was a colonel in the Army, retired, and his heart was to help the enlisted soldiers and sailors who really didn't have that opportunity coming off of active duty.
And why the enlisted in particular?
The enlisted, if you look at the unemployment statistics for disabled veterans who have a high school diploma, those numbers are much higher than the average numbers that get reported, usually about double or maybe triple. So we wanted to focus on that group to help launch them into a professional career, not just give them a job, but give them a professional career that they could go to. So we do focus on service-connected disabled veterans who have that disability but also have a high school diploma, maybe a little bit of college, but really focusing on those who just have that high school diploma so we can launch them on that career.
And for the Veterans Affairs Department, what you've got in November is a relatively young but trained workforce, people Absolutely. Who presumably could be there for 30 or more years.
Absolutely. And we worked that in that first year, that transition year, which includes a lot of coaching and mentoring, not really handholding, because we're leveraging those skills that they bring out of the military. They bring some awesome, tremendous skills to the table, and we just want to build on that. So we are going to get them ready for that in that first year and get them ready for all of that.
We're speaking with David Sella, and he is the Warrior to Workforce Program Manager at VA's Acquisition Academy. So what skills? What skills do they bring from the military that then goes into this office desk job?
Oh, so a lot of skills, right? So they have teamwork. They've already learned how to work as a team. They have integrity, honesty, which in contracting is very important, as you know. So they also bring integrity, honesty, teamwork, and a desire to help other veterans. So they're coming to a place, they are getting to continue to serve, which is a strong desire that most veterans have. They want to continue to serve their nation and other veterans. And so they have that opportunity as well. So all of these things we can build on for the career field that they're going into.
And how many are in this cohort that are going to graduate in November?
In the graduating class, we'll have 26.
Okay. And they've got, or it sounds like they will have jobs, the jobs are guaranteed in the VA
yes.
somewhere.
Absolutely. So over their job rotations, we do lock in positions as they go along if we find good fits. Right now, 85% of them have locked in a position, and by the end of the program, all of them will have a position somewhere in the VA.
Is there a requirement that they stay in that position for X amount of years?
We do have a continuing service agreement, a CSA, that they work for the VA for 3 years upon graduation.
And because acquisition workforce is one of those skills that the federal government has labeled as something that is a critical need, there's a gap there. It seems like this is a type of program that you really want to scale.
Yes.
It's great to have 26 people or so, but that's not going to help, you know, solve problems for the VA or anywhere else. Any plans to do that or to help maybe other organizations do a similar thing?
Great question. So right now we have the authority to have one class a year, one cohort a year. So we actually hire 24 in February that just started. And so every year we'll have that many. The program was designed to be scalable so that we can up that to a couple classes or several classes a year. We also have opened the opportunity for other federal agencies to participate. Currently, we have two other agencies who have hired interns and are sending them through our program. So we would like to be able to scale that up as well.
Okay, so those interns might not be veterans?
They are all veterans.
They all have to be veterans.
They all have to be
veterans.
But
they don't
necessarily
have to come straight through the VA. They can come through the other agencies.
The only difference really is that at the end of the program, they'll go back to that agency to work. Everything else is the same. They go through the same training for all 3 years.
Okay, very good. And do you get any questions from other agencies saying, well, if you don't need all 26, we'll take some?
Absolutely, we do. Certainly after this first group has been out there now a year and a half, we get all kinds of folks that want to hire them directly, and we obviously don't want that because we're training them for the VA. But they get the skills that they need. They get the professionalism that they need. They go out there and they get the job done. Something else they learned in the military to adapt, get the job done, and they go do it. And they go there, perform. They're high performers. So obviously other agencies would love to hire them. We just tell them, hire your own, and we'll train them for you.
We're speaking at one of the bigger conferences on acquisition. There's a lot of acquisition program managers here, people from agencies, vendors as well. Why are you here? The Warrior program doesn't exactly fit into this actual buying transaction process.
You're right. It doesn't exactly. However, last year, the conference gave us the award for innovation. Because of our program and the different things that we're doing and the different approach that we take, they recognized our team, which is an amazing team, who really care about the veterans. They recognized our team for this program. So they asked us to come back this year and kind of talk about what's been happening in the last year.
So innovation is why you're here. Why do you think the program is so innovative?
I think everybody on the team, with Jan Fry's direction, we were given the permission to think outside the box. Our goal is to take these wounded veterans, knowing the skills that they have, and create a pipeline for professional development and career for them. With those parameters, we're bound to succeed. A great team, a great intern coming in with the skills that they have, and as you mentioned, the acquisition field that they're going into being wide open, it gives them that opportunity. So it gave us a lot of room to innovate and build a program that really works.